Reed Cathrine is a plaintiff's attorney who sued Holmes and Theranos early on. He represented late-stage investors who reached a settlement with Holmes and Theranos. He's also one of the very few people who has deposed Elizabeth Holmes. Reed, welcome.
Well, thank you for accommodating me. I'm in Denali National Park, and so I apologize that if there's any sound quality or something like that.
Well, thank you for being here from so far away. So some people know Holmes' story, others do not. And your clients, their civil claims against Theranos, they were not so different from the federal government's criminal charges. So in a nutshell, why is it that Holmes is charged with financial fraud and also conspiracy?
Well, there's really two sets of charges against her. The financial fraud is defrauding the investors like our investors. And then there's the fraud against patients. I guess that's also financial fraud in that the patients paid for the blood tests. And both cases center around their claim to have developed these blood tests off of this machine about the size of an old Macintosh computer where you could just plug in a single drop of blood and it would analyze up to 120 different blood tests. They claimed it was working. In fact, they were using third-party equipment, and even then they were diluting it so that they could squeeze as much blood out of that little drop of blood, and the tests were inaccurate, and they were never working.
Now, most of Theranos' investors included wealthy individuals. There was Oracle's Larry Ellison, Tim Draper, the Walton family, just to name a few, plus VC firms, hedge funds, investment firms. So most of these investors didn't go after Holmes. So why is that exactly?
Well, most of the investors came on early on, and they all knew each other. You can see from what you just put up that they were all high political figures are tied into political figures within a certain party, and with involvement with the Hoover Institution. And so they all kind of knew each other. And I think when they realized that there might be problems with Theranos, they decided to put aside their differences and try and circle the wagons around there, and still believing in Elizabeth Holmes, just make sure that one of them didn't go after what assets Theranos had, while the other sat on the sideline hoping things would work. That way, they sort of protected each other. On the other hand, they let the company continue to use up the resources it had and go down the tubes. I think they were true believers because they all knew each other. They trusted each other, and they all kind of trusted that the other person did the due diligence when, in fact, they did not.
So, Reed, some of what you just mentioned goes to the cultural aspects of Silicon Valley and that tight networking that exists not only at Stanford, at the Hoover Institution, but just among the tech community there and the generations that have existed in the tech community. So the judge here allowed Holmes to raise Silicon Valley culture, startup culture, that is, in her defense. So does that help her at all, in your opinion?
I think it might help her against investors. Remember, they have approximately six investor claims that represent six and one investor with 99 million, and I think another investor with like 9,000. So there's a big spread on the investors, and they could use that defense to say that, well, investors know when they invest in a startup in Silicon Valley that it's fake it till you make it, and therefore these investors knew that what I was saying was puffery, that it wasn't, it was hype, it wasn't a lie. And that's the way Silicon Valley operates. On the other hand, that doesn't really work with doctors and patients, because once they started doing blood tests, it can't be puffery or hype. You're putting someone's life on the line. So I think it could work against some of the investors, although I have seen so many documents and gotten so much testimony that I think it's very clear that they went well beyond puffery and hype. And so I don't think it's going to work. But you know, you got to throw at the wall what you can, and that's what they're going to do.
Well, there's so much more to learn when the trial begins. Reed Cathrine, thank you so much for joining us.